This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Howdy, we're in week 5 of Sound Clash 2011. I'm here with Wayne Bartlett and Matt Neave, bringing you another music-filled Wednesday. Joining us tonight, we have Wave Goodbye Sunset and Shrike.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Apocalyptic heavy metal rock legend Shrike weren't mentioned on any of the flyers or on the actual website.
This is where I need to intervene.
Talk to me.
The curse of Sound Clash is back. Because the two advertised bands with WGS, which is short for Wave Goodbye Sunset, in case you didn't get that.
I didn't.
One's dropped out, and the other one's been rescheduled because Shrike couldn't do the date they were doing. So all our graphics have gone to pot, and the whole post has gone to pot. So we don't know what's going on. The curse is back.
The curse is definitely back. I think it rested last week for an onslaught this week.
I know. But still.
But last week was pretty amazing. There were three really good bands. Mm.
There were. And you know, I've been Facebooking all of them, saying how well they were. My new friends.
I've now got
four Facebook friends. It's amazing.
Fantastic. Hey.
Hello, I am here with our favourite compere of Sound Clash. How are you? The devil are you?
Favourite, I like that. I'm the only one apart from the curly headed idiot that replaces me once a week. I'm fine.
And the Welsh transsexual.
I'm super. It's good to be back and it's good to see your fantastic, lovely faces.
Where were you last week?
Last week I was actually tracking vocals for my band and our EP, which is the official excuse.
What's the real reason you weren't here?
I was locked up in Cardiff for setting fire to babies.
Is that because of a certain band?
Yes. I wasn't allowed to be here last week for political reasons. I kind of felt a little bit like Soo Il Kim from South Korea. But it's all right. I'm here this week. I'm back. I've got a lot of acid in my belly and I've had far too many drinks, so it's going to be good.
Just like us. Now, we made some little campfire references for you last week. Mm-hmm. In case you heard them, that was just for you. So
I heard that there was also a playlist with
yes
songs all to do with fire.
Yes.
Which was
coincidental. Yeah, that's all we can say.
I was getting updates hourly about the songs they're playing, and they actually made my evening. It did make me giggle, and I appreciate it. It felt like I was here.
That's good. Now tonight it's gone all tits up.
Yes.
Because the curse of Sound Clash is back. Two bands who are supposed to be here aren't here.
Yep.
We've got another band that aren't supposed to be here that are here.
Yep.
What's going on?
I don't know. We started off with 28 bands. I think we've gone down to 20. Then we went up to 26. And now we've gone back down to 18, I think. And now the new band that's playing is actually a band that I can't pronounce with a lisp, which is brilliant. So it's almost like it's prejudiced.
It's like Shrek.
Shrike. When, it's a speech impediment. It's not like something to be taken.
Just taking the piss out.
I know. I feel like
we had Labastia.
You've got a lisp as well.
And I thought there's like a little intake on like female genitalia. But no, it's Lithuanian. How would I know?
Is it Lithuanian?
For hello. What a crap name for
I thought it was Redditch for we are rubbish.
Almost. But still, I think you're going to work, haven't you?
I have got to go work, and I apologise for the lab ass joke because I actually like lab ass, but they are easy targets.
Good sense of humour, I know.
And I've known them for years, but they are rubbish.
Go work, I'll speak to you later.
Love
you.
Cheers,
mate.
I love you too.
This is Sound Clash, great local unsigned for a great station.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your edification and enjoyment, put your hands and your feet together and stomp and make praise for Wave Goodbye Sunset!
It's left us all in one before we intertwine together. Just break these up and down, but what's the direction down? But man is a trap, just let the force take over. The nature's right now, that might just be a future savior. Left us all in line before we intertwine together. The space is up and down, but we're stretching down.
Good, yeah. I'm quite impressed.
What particular aspect do you like of their performance?
The singing. It's good. It's really good.
Singing is good. Did you?
Yeah.
The bass as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing.
Nice.
It blew my head.
They need to be a bit more.
They haven't really got their own sound. They were copying like You, Me at Six and everything. It's kind of, you could really hear what you hear every day.
Yes, they're good. They're good.
Just from like unsigned stuff, you need like really new original pulses.
If they want to go to a new level, they need to get their own style.
Do you like metal as well as the Wave Goodbye Sunset-y type?
I'm more of a metal person anyway, so.
Okay, that's nice.
Ask her.
This is Soundclash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Name call.
And we're here with Jay, Greg and James. Fantastic trio. I love the way that rolls off my tongue.
Greg James, the DJ.
Yeah, oh yeah, maybe that's where I'm getting it from.
We're chatting backstage earlier with the comp at Lovyandy, and he's mentioned how you are fashion icons.
Well, James.
Tell us about your fashion.
Apparently I'm the most fashionable because of my nice jumpers and my glasses. But...
Are they real glasses or are they
just... They are prescription glasses, but they're not mine.
So they're not then. Can you see through them?
I can't see through them.
Just about?
Just about.
So how long have you been together as a band?
3 years, is it?
Yeah, just over.
Are you from Redditch?
No, we're from Stratford, Stratford and Ulster.
Yeah, I recognise the name, but I've never actually, like a few people I know say, Wave Goodbye Sunset. So now I've seen you myself.
That's good.
Thought you were pretty good.
Thank you.
How many followers you bought today? Because to be fair, it's you versus metal today, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's all down to the followers. How many have you bought?
Not too many, really. It comes into the laziness again.
No, we didn't really invite many people.
No, but we've got another gig at Cox's on the 17th of this month, so we kind of two people were going to either come to each one, and we were more kind of
But this is the important one. This is the competition, and this is where you could get through to the final, not the semi final.
Yeah. You could win money tonight.
Yeah. Be famous.
If you do win tonight, what would you spend the money on?
We'd save it.
Yeah.
We've never had it before, have we?
Not spend it on clothes, glasses, buy your own glasses, maybe.
Making a band bank account.
That's
quite sensible, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't see it lasting very long, but knowing bands. No. Anyway, so where's like the direction for the band? Where are you aiming for?
To get out of Stratford first.
Yeah.
We've been playing here for years, so we just want to get out in Birmingham and London.
Yeah, break into Birmingham. Yeah, I think that's what I'll, next year, like, we're in the last year of sixth form now, and next year we're all not going to uni, we're all focusing on the band, so we're going to move down to London for a bit and get to work like around there and stuff, but focus on the band mainly.
Yeah.
Now, if you could wave goodbye to a sunset anywhere in the world,
oh,
where
God.
Would it be?
It's awful.
Africa.
Africa.
Yeah, Africa.
You like the Lion King.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so why are you called Wave Goodbye Sunset?
Well, he doesn't know.
Is there a long story or?
No. Forced to by a dinosaur.
Yeah, forced to by a dinosaur.
It's pretty original. I've never heard that one before.
Describe the band.
Yeah,
okay. Describe the band in one single word, okay?
But there's no hesitation because every week there's like silence and it just doesn't work that way.
The word that comes to your head.
Turnip.
Corduroy. Spatula.
I think we'll leave it there in
another band about Shrike.
They're
about to play. Thank you guys, best of luck. Stay tuned.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned. For a great station.
If you're a girl and you're in the room this evening and you want to get pregnant, he'll probably do it. He's very easy. If you're a man and you want to get pregnant, he'll probably do it. It's very easy. Ladies and gentlemen, Shrike!
Ever gig, so
really that is nice.
First ever, they haven't been going that long, only a few months. I thought they were really good.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it all just gels, really. Yeah,
as an experience.
Yeah, it's foot tapping.
I was surprised because I work with the lead singer and I'm surprised at how good they were. They've done well for their first gig, they've showed that they can hack it.
Impressive, and they brought a big crowd, which is important.
They did, yes.
Well, Soundclash is not about the music, it's all about the fans, as you know, so.
Exactly, especially as it was an indie band and then a metal band.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.
Okay, we're here with Shrike. Sophie, name call.
Okay, I'm here with Tom, Rabies, Paul and Liam. Oh my God, that was a struggle.
Rabies, interesting name.
Yeah, it's like a high school nickname.
So this was your first ever gig together as a band?
Yeah, it was indeed.
Yeah.
First ever gig.
Wow.
On stage.
It's pretty impressive.
A little nerve-wracking at first, but yeah,
once it
got on stage, fine.
Yeah. Got a good crowd out here tonight. They seem
really
enthusiastic.
Yeah, happy. Everyone was really, really enthusiastic.
So, how long have you been together again? 2 months?
Two months, give or take.
Three and a half, four months.
So, not very long anyway.
We were in practice studio for a while.
How did you find sounds in Sound Clash?
We just sort of filled in a sort of dropout basically. Yeah. Someone dropped out and we sort of volunteered to take their space.
Yeah. Two were quite confused. We came tonight and didn't know you were playing.
Yeah, completely
so
different.
So we're just like, what's going on here? Yeah. So it's kind of weird because we had two different types of music.
I think there was going to be like three sort of lighter, sort of indie.
Yeah. They normally group the bands in the genre, but
they shouldn't do that. It's Sound Clash. It's supposed to be
mixed. To be fair, it's nice to have a
nice
different
mix.
So
what do you think the chances? Because it is such a different mix.
I don't know. We don't want to be big headed, but I think
to be honest, I didn't see the crowd that the first band had.
They had a few fans.
They competed last year and got to the semi-final, so it might be a bit fierce tonight. I don't know.
We shall see.
So what are you going to do if you win the competition with the money?
We're going to just go on a big binge. To be honest, we all have to be home by 10.
We need to buy more equipment, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We haven't actually got a drum kit at the moment.
That'll be when you're in the band.
You drum tonight, but you're a guitarist.
I'm a guitarist.
We have to say thank you to Wave Goodbye
Sunset. I just drum.
Do you use pots and pans at the moment when you practice at home?
I don't practice at home.
We use a practice room.
We've got a practice room.
So you just hire it there.
We're currently recording.
Yeah.
That's good.
So we'll take a CD with us, a few CDs, and just hand them out to whoever.
If you could perform or support any band, who would it be?
We're all going to say different things.
That's fine.
Good mix. Different opinions.
I'd probably go with Down. Down on Bring It Man.
I'd come back to me, mate.
I mean, I'm going to say a band called Alexis on Fire, because they're my favourite band in the world.
I'd be happy with pretty much anything.
Can I just ask, I'm quite amazed, I'm a bit, intrigued with metal music.
Yeah.
It's not my kind of thing, but how do you get your voice like that?
Whiskey and cigarettes.
Does it not kill your vocal cords?
It does if you do it wrong.
Right. Is there a technique? What's the technique?
There's techniques to it.
What is the technique?
Interview, man. I guess, I don't know, it helps more when there's music behind you and you can really
feel the power.
You can really fucking go for it.
Yeah. I might do that with
swearing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Soundcheck.
I really wanted to go for
it. They turn around and they're like, give us a shot of the vocals.
Yeah.
And you have to scream with nothing.
Yeah. And you're really difficult.
No.
Nah. Yeah.
I'm not putting my effort into this because you aren't surrounded by a wall of sound. Once you get the music behind you, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
We think the results are anyway, so we're going to finish it as we always do. You have to describe your band in one single word. The first word that comes to your head. Go.
Groovy.
Awesome.
Boom.
Love it.
Cheers, guys. Best of luck tonight.
Stay tuned
for the results.
This is Sound Clash. Great local unsigned for a great station.
Sound Clash has been going on for now 3 years, I think. It's pretty serious. It would never, ever have survived as long as it has without the assistance, help, and the custodian of Sam Gill, who is the venue manager of Cox's Yard, who is sadly leaving the venue today. So, yes, boo indeed. So can you please collectively, one and all right now, because this competition would not survive without Sam Gill. Thank you very much, Sam. Personally and collectively, we salute you. You are a legend and a hero, and you will be remembered. And good luck with your new ventures. And we have a winner. So your winner this evening, progressing through to the next round, 297 points to 252. Wave Goodbye Sunset.
This is Sam Clash, live on Stratcast Radio. Discover new talent. Discover Stratcast.